Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Smell evokes all sorts of memories, but of course so too does taste. There are all sorts of foods we used to eat as kids that we don't anymore, perhaps because they had zero nutritional value or they were full of carcinogens, or perhaps because they were horrible. Decades ago, cooking in Ireland consisted of boiling things until all the taste had evaporated. So are there any foods we remember fondly? And if so, why don't we eat them anymore? News Talk's foreign muck correspondent Henry McKean has been investigating. Afternoon, Henry. There was a survey on this.
Yeah, there was. There was a survey out. 2,000 people were asked about their favourite nostalgic foods, really. And believe it or not, Angel Delight came up top. People miss it. People love it. They really, really like it. For me, it was Gino Giannelli ice cream. I'm not sure if you remember that. It was basically...
Yeah, I remember the ads.
It was the ads. They were heavy on the TV back in the late 80s.
And
I used
Viennetta
to love that.
Was kind of around the
same
thing.
Oh, it was very, very posh. But, you know, that's number one. Angel Delight, Mr. Whippy's there. Jelly and ice cream, fish fingers, cola bottles. They're all there. And you're right.
But you can still get cola bottles.
Oh, you can.
You can go to the cinema.
Absolutely.
Like, and it what's can bring wrong you, with people?
It can bring you right back. You can get most of these products.
You
still
can, actually. Flying saucers. Now, they're a bit more difficult to get, but they sell them in Marks and Spencer's.
Can you get them in Marks and Spencer's?
You can.
I haven't had a flying saucer
I know,
in years.
They're lovely. They're not quite, I don't know, from my childhood memory of yes. flying saucers, they were much more sherbety than these ones are. But anyone listening's never had one, if you imagine a communion wafer with sherbet inside it. That's what it was.
That's fantastic.
It was like the best sort
wafer.
Of, like, Jesus really loves you. If you went up to get your first communion and he gave you a flying saucer instead, that'd be great.
But I do remember the sherbet dip as well. I think that was a bit of licorice in a tube.
I have them at home.
Really? You can still get them?
No, you can. And there's always one or two packets in the house.
Yeah.
It's my emergency hangover go-to.
And that works for you?
Oh, it certainly does.
Really?
Yeah.
So you kind of get a bit of a kick from them?
Oh, you get a massive kick. Now, the thing is like when you've got a hand, and this is like if you're really bad, that like the hands are shaking, so you're covered in sherbet by the time. You have to put like a big bib on.
Well, people might
to
think
eat
it's something else, Sean. That's a worry.
They might. Yeah, indeed. That's why he's shaking so much. Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
And Swiss roll as well. People say you can still get Swiss roll.
Well, you can get most of these things.
Yeah,
you can
sherbet
still get
lemons,
them.
Too. I must say I'm a partial to sherbet, obviously.
But we're not eating them like we used to. We're just not. But we start with an expert. Here is Russell Alford, one half of the gastro gaze and restaurant critic at the Sunday Times Ireland.
The memories that those invoke are just the best. I think food is such a great connector to our past, to our childhoods in particular. Sometimes just the smell of something, the flavour of something can transport you right back. I know for myself, there's certain drinks that I might have, like have you ever had, a red lemonade and instantly you're sitting there with your family at a gathering, like your communion or confirmation.
It brings you right back.
And it's transformative like that.
I took the Stena Line to Scotland there at Easter, and the first thing I did when I got off was I bought myself an Iron Brew, and it brought me back to my childhood in Scotland. And it does. Why is that? And even just going past St. James's Gate the other day, that smell of burnt Guinness, again, or you should say baked Guinness, brings you back too. Angel Delight, are you surprised by this? Is it some sort of throwback to the Second World War? I know we used to eat it.
It never felt like something that was too big here. In that kind of way, especially growing up, I'd say I probably had it. Now I'm in my 30s, I'd say I've had it about two or three times in total. I would say something that's a bit more on the Irish spectrum of things would definitely be the cubes of jelly, the Chivers jelly that you'd get and you'd make your own version of it. Or like ambrosia rice was always very popular as well. But Angel Tonight, it feels like it's something that maybe is a bit of a generation again.
It is. You're right. I mean, in the 80s, we used to eat it. It was a cheap dessert and it was quick. Mm. And this is why we used to eat it. And even school dinners, we used to have a version of it too.
And it's also getting a bit of a resurgence now, I guess, because it's low in calories. So it's very popular for that.
Is it low in calories?
Allegedly. That's what I believe to be told, yeah.
And for you, what is your meal to bring you right back to your childhood?
One of mine is what in my family we call Brinner, and it is breakfast for dinner. This is something my dad would do of a Saturday afternoon. He used to do it with my grandparents back in the day, and it is basically what it says on the tin. It's, you know, your sausages, your bacon, your black pudding, your white pudding. But you'd also have peas instead of beans because it is more dinner time than breakfast time. And the ultimate is that you'd have a plate of chips on the side of it.
Brilliant. So yeah, it's like an all-day fry, and you called it not breakfast, but Brinner.
Brinner, breakfast for dinner.
Ooh, peas with a fry-up. That's just gross.
Well, it's now, Brinner.
True. I personally hate peas, but that just seems wrong. That's unnatural. That's cats and dogs
you
marrying
don't
each
like
other.
Peas.
I don't like peas. Never like peas.
Why?
Because because my mother force-fed me peas when I was a kid, and so I still have, yeah. I still got that. You know, when you were a kid and like there was something your parents said, you'll sit there and eat that, and then you start getting that kind of boke response.
Yes,
and I know somebody actually who their mother made them kept them sitting at the table until they actually threw up on the plate, and our mother just moved the food and said no. Finish it.
So he vomited, and then he had to continue his dinner.
Yeah,
now, that
but
is parenting.
I don't think I threw up, but like, even the look of a pea.
Yeah, I can't.
And
mushy.
I feel myself
really.
Well,
so you, I,
yeah,
I
well,
think,
mushy peas are like somebody regurgitated peas. Like
they're
that
horrific.
Looks like somebody threw a pea up. Or
I don't
a load
understand
of peas
it.
Oh, it's just
especially
it's disgusting.
Northern England.
Dan
horrific.
Bars are the taste of my childhood. I can't find them anywhere now. Says one texter. John says there are big tubs of flying saucers in Aldi at the moment. Oh, good one. And Mark says the sherbet licorice thing is called a sherbet fountain. So good. Yeah.
Is that what they were called?
Well, no.
Sherbet
the,
fountain.
There was a bag that had a lollipop in it. Mm-hmm. That's a sherbet dip. A sherbet fountain was kind of a long round thing with a stick of licorice in it.
Oh, fancy.
But it wasn't really practical though, because you couldn't get the last bit of sherbet out.
You'd end have up, to like pour it into. To,
yeah, or use your finger because it'd be all kind of.
Oh,
because it would be, you know, using, you know, it'd be all wet and stuff. do you remember the soft drink American cream soda? I do.
Yeah, that was horrific, but I liked it.
I really liked it too. Mm. But I'm sure that was one of those, you know, really bad for you jobs.
Yeah,
that was, you know, rush you to hospital if you have too much of it.
It tasted like cream, but it was a soda.
Yeah.
It was most unusual.
I work as a chef in a nursing home. Rice pudding, trifle, angel delight, rhubarb and custard are all the favourites. And Kev says, what about instant whip? That's the precursor to angel delight.
Of course. Of course. I remember that one too. I think it might have been slightly cheaper. And this is it. They were cheap. Rhubarb crumble, I still love. Custard. Custard brings back memories. But we do actually have some angel delight here that Sean Reedy, the producer, has made.
This isn't my memory of it. Isn't it supposed to look kind of smooth and creamy rather than...
Well, we didn't have kind of a Kenwood mixer or a whip or anything like that. I think he just used not his finger, but a fork or something.
Yeah.
Let's give it a go.
I know,
let's try it.
Sean's culinary skills are really up to scratch here on preparing this kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness me. Whoa,
it's just sugar. It's pure sugar.
It's so sweet. It's kind of like a... Oh, I don't know. How
it is
describe
like Barbie
it?
Threw up in a plate. Really. Not from the taste, but from the look of it.
Yeah, like I know we're, I'm just going to show this. We do have cameras in the studio.
Yeah.
It does. It actually looks
oh, God,
a bit
it
like
really
vomit.
Sticks to your teeth as well, doesn't it?
Mm. No, I didn't actually enjoy that. It's not
that
as much
of,
as I remember
it. Weld your jaws shut if you had too much of it.
It wasn't great at all. Mm. But as we recover from eating whatever that was, I did get to meet Kylie from Australia.
Oh.
You're from Australia. You had a different mix
of
food.
Yeah, I got a whole different culture, man.
So you have Tim Tams.
Tim Tams. I'm not a fan of Tim Tams, which is why I had to leave the country.
You prefer penguins?
No, I prefer mint slices. Food of the gods.
What's a mint slice?
Is it a Viscount?
So a bit like a Viscount.
It's just dark chocolate with a mint oil, minty cream in it.
Does it bring back memories of your childhood? What item of food would bring you right
Vegemite
back?
Vegemite toast, man.
Vegemite.
Vegemite on toast.
But Vegemite's like a sort of sugary Marmite.
It's not sugary
Yuck.
Marmite. It's food of the gods, man. It's food of the gods. It's mother's milk, you know. And
so
it's
you
a perfect,
really love it.
Perfect hangover cure as well, because it's
Vegemite.
Just, yeah, it's like pure vitamin B, basically.
And I do love Marmite and
no,
you know,
that's wrong.
Vegemite, when I got to Australia, I was so disappointed that
yeah,
there
Marmite
was no
is
Marmite.
Horrible. Marmite is horrible. Vegemite's where it's at.
So what did your folks give you growing up? What was the treat kind of dessert?
I had a real thing for sago.
What's that?
So it's kind of like creamed rice, but it's a different kind of grain. Like, it's really old school. It's like, you know, from Depression era kind of dessert. So you just have it with milk. But for some reason, I loved that as a kid.
So it's a bit like ambrosia rice?
Yeah, like that. But, you know, you'd make it, like, fresh. Like, you wouldn't actually have it in a prepackaged thing.
And that brings you right back?
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, I haven't had it since I was a kid because it's gross. Like, it's horrible. But, you know, the Viennetta, right? If you want a childhood memory, the very posh Viennetta, which
and
was also a thing in Australia.
And why did we all think that Viennettas were posh?
I have no idea why everyone thought Viennettas were posh. I think they were such a rare treat for us growing up. You know, we didn't have dessert every day and we didn't have as many treats. God, I sound like I'm ancient. But, you know, when I was a kid, you know, you didn't go to McDonald's very often.
It was like once every blue moon, once every six months.
It was a lot rarer. It was a lot less common to have desserts and sweets. So I think the Viennetta coming out the freezer. And, you know, my parents would serve it at dinner parties. They didn't have many dinner parties, but if they had a dinner party, the Viennetta would come out as the dessert, right? And the after-dinner mints as well, the after-eights.
So
right?
Classy.
Very classy.
And whereabouts in Australia?
I'm from Adelaide, the bit no one goes to or has heard of. You fly over it.
Right, so that was a posh dinner party in Australia. I suspect that was a posh dinner party in Ireland as well. Getting the old Viennetta out.
Viennetta was extremely posh and classy.
And it was kind of marketed as posh and classy as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And then they had another one, Romantica. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was even posher.
That was even posher,
kind of
yeah.
Butterscotch flavour. I remember when we got the Romantica out, that meant you'd really made it.
Cremola foam, says Matthew. Never heard of that one.
It sounds disgusting.
Matthew, obviously. Mm, that's a hello to the south side of Dublin. Ginger cake with butterscotch angel delight was delicious.
Mm, butterscotch.
Maltana bread was my favourite. Or tato sandwich on Brennan's bread. Well, now that's a classic. That's still...
still good.
That's still good. That's still around. We grew up on a farm and dinner was at 1 p.m. That's, you know, your ordinary person's dinner in the middle of the day. Your bacon and turnip and spuds and lashings of white sauce... White sauce is the best. Can't get it anywhere else in the world or in Ireland. Is that true? Probably is, actually. Because we just have a sauce that's the white sauce.
What is white sauce exactly? Does it have white wine in it or something?
No, I doubt it. Like, it's made out of powder. So, you know.
We're back to the powder.
Warm Chester cake from leftover bread and jam rollies with the leftover pastry never hung around long enough to cool in my house, as somebody else says on Twitter. And a load of people are voting for Finda's crispy pancakes.
Yes, they have come up. People have discussed these pancakes. And the adverts were heavy on the TV. I'm actually feeling hungry just even thinking about them.
No, you would just grill them, I think.
Is that how you did that? You grilled them? Was it not in the oven?
Actually, you probably did do them in the oven, but yeah. I just have a very vivid memory of repeatedly burning them under a grill when I was a student and didn't know any better.
So you lived on them?
Them and the Vesta curries as well. I burned the arses out of a few pots as well with the Vesta curries back in the day.
But like these were huge for the companies in the 70s. And, you know, it was instant. It was all about being instant, I suppose, before we had microwavable dinners. But here is Paul Byrne from Body Byrne and others on their memories of nostalgia. Nostalgic foods.
I remember I used to go into the shop and you'd always get a big time bar.
And tell us about the big time. What was a big time?
It was like a toffee, a very chunky bar of toffee with chocolate over it as well. And then you'd also get 10 penny jellies.
And do you miss the 10 penny jellies? Do you miss that?
Yeah, it was great nostalgia with all things like that as well, you know.
And were you a fish fingers man, an egg and soldiers man?
I loved the Finda's crispy pancakes back in the day.
People actually did eat them.
They
what
did.
Were they?
It was actually like a mince. It was like a little pastry thing with breaded kind of crumbs over it and mince inside with a bit of onion in it.
That's what was inside a Finda's crispy pancake, and you loved them?
I loved them a bit. Used to love them.
You're from Cyprus. You were born in 1999. You know, what nostalgic desserts and, you know, food did you have growing up?
You know, my grandmother used to have this dessert with, like, a pastry mixed with sugar. I don't know its name. You know,
so it was very traditional.
Yeah, it was quite traditional.
Kind of Cypriot.
Cypriot, halloumi, lots of halloumi, lots of goat's, you know, cheese, lots of olives.
Lemon cheesecake for me.
So you loved lemon cheesecake.
Yeah, I know, and I can't find a good one anymore.
And would it be shop bought, or would your mum make it?
No, mum would have made it, yeah, so it would have been very hard to replicate that.
Would you try and make it at home, or would you just buy one?
All the ones I've bought so far haven't been great, so yeah.
So it's just not the same. And what about dinners? Any nostalgic dinner that brings you right back?
Shepherd's pie.
You love a shepherd's pie.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go, the old shepherd's pie. Sago, says somebody. We used to have that. You could use it as wallpaper paste if you were stuck. I recall eating tapioca for 3 weeks in a row while in the Gaeltacht as a kid. Incredible punishment, like eating frog spawn, says Steve. My sister always loved Romantica for her birthday. I've been searching for it all year for her 40th birthday, but can't find it.
Oh,
God, if anyone out there knows, can you still get Romantica?
Like, well, you know one of those really large Tescos, the huge ones, and they just have like aisles and aisles of freezers. Maybe they might have it.
Maybe they just don't make it anymore.
Yeah, they could be.
Maybe
that.
The romance has died. That's so sad. Yeah. Is it? Now, because somebody on Twitter now is saying that the survey that you were quoting at the start there must be an English survey. That they've never had Angel Delight. So would there be differences then between England and Ireland?
Absolutely, there's big differences. Yeah, this was a British survey and they're basically wanting you to refurb your phone. Anyway, we won't go into the survey too much.
That's the weirdest. I like Angel Delight. I think I'll go get a new phone now.
Or refurb. But yeah, you're right. I mean, for example, I can, you know, relate to a lot of these because I moved to Ireland in 1990. So in the UK, Salt and Shake crisps were absolutely massive.
Did you
have them here?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
There was
a little blue thing with salt in it.
Yes, salt, or it could be barbecue flavour or bacon flavour, and you'd add it in.
I'm open to correction here, but I think originally crisps in Ireland all came that way with the little blue bag.
Really?
And you had to pour in the salt.
Yeah.
And then you'd kind of shake it up, but then the bottom half of the crisps would be really salty and the top half wouldn't have got as much.
Oh, yeah, it would never go all the way through. And like that, we had school dinners in the UK and Scotland and used to be able to get a Scottish pie. You know the Scottish pie. How do you describe them? The pastry doesn't rise and they're really kind of dense and thick and they sit in your stomach and I loved them.
Ooh, and what's in it?
Basically mints, stovies.
Oh,
basically
right,
stovies,
okay,
so little
yeah.
bits of gravy and I think it's beef or maybe pork.
Yeah.
And I missed them, and when I was back in Scotland recently, I just had to get one of those pies. Mm. And they were good, but not as good
Do you remember someone says Heinz sandwich spread?
I've never had that.
That does look a bit like, I don't know if they still make it, but it did look a bit like vomit. You would actually put it in between two slices
of
bread.
What did it taste of?
I can't remember. I
probably just had a... I can't remember. Ketchup-y, mayonnaise-y. But
it was mayonnaise-y, but there was like dots of something else in it that looked a bit suspicious.
Like pepper or salt or something?
I don't know, but you kind of go, what are they?
That doesn't sound very nice. Maybe mustard.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the differences between the UK. Here is a lady from the UK. She wasn't allowed sugar growing up.
I wasn't really allowed sugar.
You weren't allowed sugar?
No. So my favourite dessert as a child was definitely a mango, like a hedgehog, like cut in half and then you cut it and like turn it into a like...
So a mango hedgehog, an actual mango cut in the shape of a hedgehog.
That would be like my favourite.
That was your treat?
Yeah, that was my treat.
So the fact that you were deprived of having sugar in childhood, did it affect you later in life? Did it make you a better person or are you now a sugarholic?
No, I'm not a sugarholic. I would say I'm actually quite good. Like, I would kind of stay clear of sugar, but, like, I love some dark chocolate here and there. But I definitely... No. Okay, maybe I was a bit wild when it came to, like, the... what are those things you hit at the birthday party?
Pinata.
But no, I didn't think I was that bad.
We also didn't really have, like, sugar in our house, but my mum would make a chocolate biscuit cake as a treat for, like, a birthday or, like, something nice.
And so, that brings you back?
Yeah, definitely. I actually can't eat it now because it's all we had, like, birthday cakes.
Really? You're just sick of it?
So sick of it. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah, jelly and ice cream, I guess.
Jelly and ice cream.
Yeah, and sitting around eating it all together. Maybe an Arctic roll at Granny's.
And what's an Arctic roll again?
Oh, that's one with ice cream, and it's kind of got sponge around the outside.
And that brings you right back. Do you still make it?
No, that's from the freezer. No, I don't have those. Just you talking about Angel Delight as well made me think of all these lovely old things that we don't have so much anymore.
And would you like the family to sit down together?
Yes.
As one?
Yes.
And that's hard these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard because everyone's so busy and they're in and out at different times. So maybe in the winter more, hopefully. Get back together.
My mother's pork and cider casserole.
pork and cider casserole from your mum. That was the thing you miss.
Yes, very much so. It was good, actually. It was really good. Yeah, that's... I do miss that. It was nice.
Could you replicate it?
Recipe.
You do have the recipe.
I think we'll get it replicated then. We'll give it a go.
Pork and cider casserole sounds lovely.
Yummy.
Also, I can confirm to listeners we have had a confirmed sighting of Romantica in a Tesco's.
There you go. They have
so
everything.
It can be. I don't know whether they have loads of it or just one bottom buried in the bottom of a freezer, but it can be found. Someone says nostalgic foods are bird's trifle, ambrosia creamed rice. With strawberry jam. Or Cadbury's lime bar. Like Turkish Delight, except lime flavours.
Oh, I love
one
of them.
I remember that. White sauce is just the creme de la creme of Irish dinners. No flavour, just a lubricant to get the rest of the dinner in. It was, really. That's exactly what it's a lubricant.
Just to get it down you.
Just to get it, just to make it slide down a bit more easily so you can shovel more spuds in. Those Findus crispy pancakes, says Dan, were taken off the shelf for a time. Half of Ireland was going around with scalded, blistered mouths. Worth it, though. That's true, because they were furnace-like
hot.
You open them up. Oh, my God, they were
very,
they're
very
really
hot.
Bad. Does anyone remember... Now, I don't remember Wink Crisps. Now, that could be somebody trying to get me to say something, but Wink Crisps, they were Worcester sauce flavour. I swear to God, I think I overdosed on them one day. Nobody else seems to remember them. Maybe the overdose on them warped my reality or my memory. I do remember Worcester sauce flavour crisps.
Flavor.
I was addicted to them as well.
They were gorgeous.
I don't remember that particular brand of crisps.
No recognition.
Not in Holy Catholic Ireland, really, I would have thought. Are Scotch eggs not a thing in Ireland? My wife, who is Irish, was baffled when I told her what they were. Very popular in the north of England, says Darren. There wouldn't really be a thing here.
And they're very popular within the Nigerian community as well. They love Scotch eggs. I'm not sure why. So they're basically eggs, boiled eggs, covered in breadcrumbs, isn't it?
Oh,
right. I think that's what they are.
Okay.
And they're lovely. They're actually really, really nice. They're a nice little snack.
Okay, I can see that. How do you get them to be covered in breadcrumbs?
I'm not sure. So they're a bit like chicken nuggets, but they're eggs. That just sounds a bit... Sorry.
Okay, a chicken nugget with an egg in it. Yeah, that's a fantastic
absolutely lovely.
Description. Oh my God, crispy pancakes. They were awful and delicious at the same time. Yes, that was the thing. They were delicious. But she just knew how bad they were for you.
They were.
They were even in the days when they didn't have to put the ingredients on the
but
packet.
It was the advertising.
You
like the advertising was so heavy.
Yeah,
on the TV,
it was.
You had no choice but to buy them and eat them.
Yeah,
you had to.
So obviously, you did talk to Russell Alford, who's a specialist in food, but the ultimate arbiter on these kind of things would be a TV celebrity, obviously, because they're the experts.
Well, the TV presenters
on everything.
They're basically gods, really.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and you happen to meet one walking amongst us.
I got quite starstruck. I did.
Even though she worked 2 years ago and you know her well.
But I couldn't believe it. When I bumped into Keira Doherty from The Tonight Show on Virgin Media One, and she was just there with her cameraman. And, I asked her about what she missed from her childhood, and she talked about an ice lolly.
Well, unfortunately, it's not available anymore. That would be the Fat Frog ice lolly.
Yes.
From HB. Do you remember? It was really green, kind of apple flavoured in the shape of a frog.
And you miss it?
Well, I just don't understand why they took it off the market.
And you used to love a Fat Frog.
It served so many purposes. It was cooling, it was refreshing, it was sugary.
Because when I think of Fat Frog, I think of that Alco Pop. Was there an Alco Pop called Fat Frog, or did I just imagine that?
Alco Pops were way, way after my drinking days, Henry.
What about Sidona? Do you miss Sidona?
No, never had.
It's kind of a sort of slightly sour apple fizzy drink.
No, in Donegal we don't drink Sidona, we drink Football Special.
What's it called?
Football Special.
And what's that?
I don't believe you haven't heard of it, Henry.
Pronounce it again.
Football Special.
I haven't. I've never heard of it.
You haven't lived.
So it's a bit like Red Lemonade Cadet or something?
Yeah, it's like a cola orange flavour. It's sold in glass bottles. It's brewed in Remelton in Donegal and it has to be sampled.
There you go. Keira Doherty there talking about their weird Donegal drinks.
Football Special.
A football special.
As in like a ball that you play football.
I assume that's what you meant, yes.
A really popular drink up there. I'd never heard of it before.
I never heard of it.
But it's a thing. You know, Donegal do their own thing up there, really.
Good luck to them, really. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.